This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans cheering after passing the massive mega bill. The vote 218 to 214, with two Republicans joining Democrats to vote against the mega bill that stalled in both the House and Senate due to deep cuts to Medicaid and other programs that will offset tax breaks for the wealthy. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson says in the end, Congress and the White House were unified.
We had a vision for what we wanted to do as a group. We believed in the election cycle last fall that we were going to be given this great blessing of unified government.
President Trump also declaring victory. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
The press secretary posting victory because this is a huge win for President Trump. I mean, this could be the most consequential piece of legislation that President Trump signs for the rest of his term. And he will be taking a victory lap later today. He's going to Iowa, and that is going to be part of the process of selling this bill to the American public.
He'll also sign the bill tomorrow on July 4th. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Representative Tony Kurtz issued a statement after the Wisconsin State Assembly passed the 2025-27 biennial budget. He said he voted in favor of the recrafted bipartisan budget because it, quote, makes investments in many priorities for Wisconsinites, end quote. Some highlights of what's included in the budget include funding key public safety initiatives like hazmat teams, urban search and rescue teams, and the replacement of our emergency response communication network. Increasing special education aid by more than $500 million to increase reimbursement rates to 42% reimbursement in the first year and 45% in the second year. Investing over $1 billion for transportation infrastructure, including local roads and bridges, state highways, and interstate projects, ensuring Wisconsin remains competitive with neighboring states in marketing. Over $250 million to help address the issues facing child care, including raising reimbursement rates in Wisconsin, shares, and providing bridge payments to providers until the new elementary school readiness program is implemented. Nearly $1.5 billion in tax cuts, including allowing a portion of retirees' income to be tax-free, and expands the second bracket, targeting investments to support accessible and affordable health care, including funds to rural hospitals, free and charitable clinics, and responding to the critical workforce shortage facing the health care industry. Providing funding for improvements to the state's parks and recreational areas to ensure residents can enjoy natural spaces, and making critical investments to support and improve the criminal justice system through increasing wages for district attorneys and public defenders and additional support for the circuit court system. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career grand slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 87.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, you'll hear Matt Rothschild and the guest host chair helping you and your family gear up for a big July 4th weekend. He's got thoughts, and I want to hear them. So do you. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, and along with Mr. Aaron Zommer, our producer and engineer, welcome into hour number two of the big program, 6 past the hour of 3 o'clock. It's Thursday, July the 3rd, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. From the world headquarters in downtown Madison, blue skies, warm out. It's 4th of July weather. I'm not sure what happened to the opening song.
Yeah, I accidentally redacted your name. Sorry about that.
Is there something I don't know? Is there somebody new in the chair on Monday?
If you don't know it, I don't know it either.
I wouldn't say that around here. I wouldn't say that at all. As far as I know, it's still the Todd Alba Show. So we got that going for us. A great first hour. Glad to have everybody along. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer, our political editor here at Civic Media. Big second hour in store, a holiday edition of What's Worse, Sparklers or Firecrackers. Going to talk about that in a minute. But wanted to finish up conversation on the state budget that passed in the wee hours of this morning and signed into law by Governor Tony Evers at 1:32 this morning. According to Dan Schaefer, and again, many thanks to our great news department for staying up. You can find their great article detailing the state budget at civicmedia.us. Check it out there. Want to go to the phone lines to start off the hour, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Troy in Mount Horeb standing by. Troy, thanks for holding. What do you got?
I'm just want to make sure that Governor Evers got assurances from Voss that they're going to spend the money and not hold it up in joint finance like they did the PFAS money and on and on in the last budget.
I think that's good.
Because writing this budget doesn't do any good if you don't actually spend the money.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And you know, all I can say is I hope there was some handshake assurance. It seems, obviously I wasn't in the room, but from the reporting and what I've heard and written or what heard and read is that the agreement essential between Voss and Evers with a little bit of Senate Republicans and Democrats sprinkled in, the agreement they came up with. And again, I've gone through this budget process from the inside before. And the way it was fostered through the Assembly and the Senate essentially on the same day, and Evers signed it into law minutes afterwards, I'm here to tell you this thing was cut and dried before they even hit the Senate or the Assembly floor. It was done. Right. And so
that I believe.
And so I think that they, however much of a gentle person's agreement you want to say, I think that they've said, I'm trusting you if you trust me, and neither one of us better blank it up. Or they'll be held to pay. and we'll come after the whatever side breaks the agreement. So I would hope that you're right, Troy, but who knows, unless you were in the room.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah. Hey, happy 4th to you, Troy. Have a great Independence Day weekend. Thank you so much for calling in. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'll say this. Again, I don't think it was a great budget bill at all at the state level. But I can't give you a better solution right now. My old old boss Dale Schultz used to say, when I was a young staffer, and I'd come in and say, "Well, Dale, you know, how about this? Well, this isn't going to work." And he'd look at me and he'd say, "Don't bring me problems, bring me solutions." And at first it really ticked me off, but he was absolutely right. And so if I'm going to sit here and criticize it and say, well, you know, it was a terrible thing, nobody should have done this, because I wasn't in the room, I've had a little experience with boss in meetings like this, there would have been a point, in my opinion, where he would have just folded up the tent and gone away. I think the Republicans, at least in the assembly, were ready and prepared either A, not to have a budget and let current spending continue, which would have meant $0 to child care, or they would have just passed an even worse Republican version that they knew Evers would veto in full, and then they would have campaigned next year for legislative elections saying, look, we produced a budget, and it would have given you so much more in tax breaks and everything else, but, you know, the liberal Democratic governor decided to veto it. And so my guess is, only a guess, that Governor Evers and his team said, look, a partial loaf is better than nothing. And you've heard me say this before if you're a regular listener, the old Star Trek adage, it's a Kobayashi Maru. It's a no-win scenario. There was no win here. And I'm very disappointed. My biggest disappointment in Governor Evers and Democrats is they made a choice. They chose to hold the line. Their red line, Evers' red line, was at least some funding for childcare, which I agree with, but as Dan Schaefer said, is only for a year. And they made a red line for at least some of the UW expenditures. And any regular listener of this program knows there are a few larger proponents and cheerleaders of the UW system than me. But much of that money is for one-time money for facilities, which again is great. Also, there's a little nugget in there that allows the legislature to oversee professors' workloads, essentially. So I know how this is going to happen. Next biennium, if Republicans are in the charge of the assembly, they're going to go back through and they're basically going to audit professors at UW campuses, which, by the way, many, not just Madison, are research universities. So it's not just how many kids you teach. You're researching, you're doing research writing, you're doing publications. All that's part of your tenure, which this bill does not take into account. So I don't think it's all, you know, sure, there's some good things for UW in here, but it's not. But so Evers decided to make UW and at least some child care money his red line. What he chose not to make a red line is funding for K-12 public schools. And I think that's, by any fair measurement, a disappointment of a three-time state school superintendent and someone who likes to be known or call himself the education governor. And that, more than anything else, is the reason that I don't think that Tony Evers is going to run for another term. Because politically, I don't see how you run on that. Sure, to Dan Schaefer's point, you can run around saying I had a bipartisan bill, but you're going to have Democrats, key Democrats who are really good at social media and ginning people up, calling you out. And that's for the people that love you. And the other side is going to use that against you as well. So I think the budget was a Kobayashi Maru. I think this is not a budget, and also not just the budget, but the way he signed it in his office with a handful of staffers around, that's not a marketing type of situation where you launch a third term for governor. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. It wouldn't be the first time. But those are my thoughts on that. 14 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Should we do the thing first, then go back to some more serious things? I have some. Before we leave, Red Panda is in the hospital. We got to talk about her because a lot of people say, I don't care about politics, Todd, but holy cow, what's going on at Red Panda? And also, we have a great story on that if you're traveling this weekend via airline, be careful going through the TSA line. Need to explain that as well. But first, right now, it's time for What's Worse. Let's go.
Choice is yours. You can get with this.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved. Nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 11 News Talk sports stations in the second largest radio network across Wisconsin, second only to Wisconsin Public Radio, Civic Media. No better place to have your business advertised than right here. Go to civicmedia.us. Our great sales team will be in contact. We'd love to have you as a partner. All right. This is a holiday edition, Zombers. We'll see how this goes. Today's category, timely. Timely indeed. We don't have a graphic today because originally we were going to do a kind of a best of today. But a couple of days ago, Zombers and I said, too much breaking news. We've got to be, and I'm glad we were because
this was important.
This is important. So this part is not important, but it might be fun. What's worse, sparklers or fire crackers? Sparklers or fire crackers? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Go to your Apple or Android device. Go to the App Store. In the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, M-O-U-S-E. No, Civic Media, M-I-D-I-A. Civic Media, it'll pop up. It takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. We should talk about CBS, actually, before we... turns out to merge now a company like CBS, all it costs you is $16 million. Sherry Redstone, head of Paramount Global, who is trying to merge with Skydance Media, and it is before Trump's FCC, being sued by Trump for like $1 billion over these trumped up, pun intended, allegations against 60 Minutes on the Vice President Harris interview from last year. And CBS agreed to mediation, and it was announced a couple of days ago that CBS Paramount is going to pay Trump $16 million. So there you go. There you go. You want that merger approved by my FCC? The price tag is about $16 million. All right, what's worse? I get off track. Sparklers or firecrackers? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Julie, listening on WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in beautiful Wausau, says firecrackers are worse for persons with PTSD or dementia. Also, for pets and wildlife. Sparklers cause more injuries, but that is the fault of the person using them. All right, very interesting indeed. 855-752. Tammy, listening out in beautiful Virginia. Hello, Virginia. I sound like Larry King now. Hello, Virginia. Tammy in Virginia says firecrackers are worse. Wes, listening in Middleton on WMDX. Not much to celebrate this year for the 4th. Tomorrow will be a solemn day of reflection. No patriotism in this house, as what our nation once stood for is dismantled. Wes, that's a little morbid. But no, I get it. I get it. I get it. I know friends last year, close friends who went to a 4th of July parade but wore black because they were so down. And that was last year. I don't discount what you're saying, Wes. And I believe that American democracy is on the verge of death? Yes, I do. Do I think we're quite there yet? Not quite. Close, but not quite. But as I said on an earlier program this week, I think that when we say that we're so down we're not going to celebrate the 4th of July, we're attaching politics to it. We're attaching current occupants of the White House to it. The American dream is still alive. I see it traveling around Wisconsin all the time. Neighbors helping out neighbors. People raising money for someone whose house burned down. People help get their neighbor's boat in and out of the water. They're not asking them, hey, who'd you vote for, Trump or Biden? Hey, you need your boat, you need to have your dock help put in? I'll help you out. That's the American spirit I'm celebrating. It's still alive. Don't make a mistake about it. Firecrackers or sparklers? 855-752-4842. Come on back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally minded farm programs. After months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners, the funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Katy Perry tune goes out to Trigvi Olsen. Just got it tonight. Light and let it shine just on the night like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky.
The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 past the hour of 3 o'clock. That was fantastic, Zombers. Trigvi Olsen, our friend of the Lincoln Project, his girls drag him to Katy Perry concerts. He's not a fan. And I love the fact he played that.
Yeah, and then I played that music anytime he came on for months. But because we saw him once a week, for me it wasn't that like much time that I experienced. For him, it was every time he saw us, he heard Katy Perry.
Right, right. right in the middle of what's worse, sparklers or firecrackers? Sparklers or firecrackers? 855-752-4842. Our very own Parker Olsen, the great producer of, I almost said Up North News. It's mornings with Pat. By the way, happy birthday, Patrick Jerome Kreitlow.
Happy birthday.
His birthday up there at Lake Wissota. He's a couple of old fashions in, I hope. He deserves it. Parker's his great producer. Says neither of those are fun fireworks. I guess firecrackers are worse since they don't have any sparkles. All right. I think that's a fair take. My sister Heather, watching on Facebook, up in beautiful Eau Claire, says, tough one. Growing up on the farm, firecrackers and cow pies were not fun. They weren't. But getting sparks from sparkles or getting sparks from the sparklers on your bare arms and legs was also not great. But honestly, cherished memories from those times, I guess I'll go with firecrackers being worse. She also follows up and says, I'm also celebrating the original reason for the 4th of July, saying no to a king. Even more reason to celebrate this year. Let's go. Now, see, we're on the same page. Imagine that, me and my sister on the same page. I mean, I wasn't going to get into the series. Well, first of all, let's do a quick one here. This is Erica McFarland. Erica McFarland on MDX, a new texter. Thank you, Eric, for tuning in. Says, can you follow up on a story I heard that Wisconsin needed to pass and sign the budget, the state budget, before Congress passed theirs so that Wisconsin could claim the taxes that health providers paid to the feds? That's essentially got it right, Eric. We addressed that earlier on with Dan Schaefer. No problem if you missed it. But to answer your question quickly, yes, that was part of the reason they had to get that done and signed at the state level in order to be eligible for federal money for health care and rural and hospitals before the feds passed their budget and Trump signed it. So that's essentially true. Thanks for listening, Eric. Appreciate it. John in Menominee Falls. On the 4th of July, says, I would argue the American dream is still alive for white people. For African Americans, it's predominantly poverty and gun violence. For Hispanic people, it seems to be poverty and being abducted off the streets by ICE agents. I've always taken the view that if everyone isn't free, then no one is free. This has never been more true than it is today. There won't be any celebrating at my house. John, thanks for listening. I get the sentiment. Believe me, I get it. But all I'm saying is I think that when we look at it that way, that we're allowing Trump and Trumpism to steal the American dream from us. You know, I'm going to get a little bit like Mr. Douglas here for a second in Green Acres. I need some fife and drum music. But the American dream doesn't live in one person. It's not in the White House. The American dream and ideal lives in each and every one of us, in our hearts. It lives in people in foreign lands that up until recently looked at America as the one place to come for freedom and democracy and opportunity. Yes, there are some yahoos right now, some extremists in the White House, MAGA leadership, most of the Republican Congress, who is attacking that dream. But if we just throw up our hands and say, well, it doesn't exist anymore, then it won't. It's up to us, eternal vigilance, to keep it alive. So don't let those people steal it from us. It's up to each and every one of us to keep the American dream alive. And yes, as Joe Biden says, we've never fully lived up to the American ideal, never fully lived up to the American dream. But we have to keep fighting for it. I think there's a lot of us in this country who didn't serve in the military, who are too young to have lived through World War II and the terribleness of that and the loss and the sacrifice. But we survived. And I still believe that we can survive this. But we can't give it up. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Kurt in Madison, thanks for listening to MDX. Kurt, what say you?
I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you.
Why?
And this is how I see it. By not participating in the 4th of July, I think you're conflating your argument for starters. But by not participating is really no different than marching on the Capitol protesting what the president's done. It's a function of protest. It's not saying that democracy is dead, but it's recognizing those who have been betrayed by our country and have been swept off the streets. So I just simply disagree with your viewpoint on that.
No, you're entitled to that. I appreciate the call. Always appreciate listenership, Kurt. Let's go quickly to Gordy down in the town of Dunn. Gordy, thanks for calling in. What say you? You've got 45 seconds.
I'm glad your sister had the cow pie experience. It harkens back to when I was a young lad growing up on the farm, and
right,
we were blowing up very fresh cow pies, and my buddy Jack lit one and it never went off and never went off. He went to check on the dud, and just as he bent over, he got a face load of fresh cow smell.
That's fantastic, Courtney. See, you get it. You get it. Thanks, Courtney. Have a great 4th of July. Appreciate you. Come on back. Take some more phone calls, some texts as well. We're in the middle of what's worse. We're talking about the 4th of July, what it means to you. We're going to talk about the red panda and traveling with TSA before it's all done. Come on back.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Standing water in some Wisconsin fields, some conventional equipment can't be driven to do necessary work. Luckily for producers, there is another option. Thank you for joining me this Thursday afternoon with the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Kylie Allen. Talking today with Ben Becker. He owns and operates Penguin Drones, and with his drones, he can monitor crop quality, apply fungicides, and more. He's got the breakdown on exactly what his services entail when it comes to production agriculture.
So if you compare it to a ground rig, you're not running over the crops, so you get some return there. You're not damaging the field with ruts and soil compaction. For weather and getting out onto the field, if it's been raining for 3 days, you can't get a tractor out there, but you could get a drone flying the moment it stops raining.
Ben Becker along with us. He's the owner and operator of Penguin Drones. For more stories like Ben's, visit us online at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stick with us, and after this, I'll have a look at what experts say we can expect at the grocery store this holiday weekend.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And thanks to Monarch Media Design. The experts at Monarch can do everything from vinyl graphics to full trailer wraps, serving Madison since 2000. Monarch specializes in vehicle wraps and graphics. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, it looks like we can expect to spend more at the grocery store this 4th of July weekend. The recent Wisconsin Farm Bureau Market Basket Survey says the total cost of a summer cookout for 10 people totaled $69.03. That's an increase of nearly 4% from last year's state average. The Farm Bureau estimates it will run you just under $7 per plate. The American Farm Bureau conducted the same survey on a national level. Their total was nearly $2 higher than Wisconsin's at $70.92. They note that this is 30 cents lower than last year's national average. Follow along with our team on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report as we continue to bring you the story of Wisconsin food, fuel, and fiber. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 88.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, happy 4th of July. We have a specially curated Matinair on air for you, but Free Ticket Fridays is happening. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
The Tall Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. No, it's just not Disney's. It's a small, small world. It's the Tall Ball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network, 35 past the hour of 3 o'clock. That is music, Zomers tells me, from the big Red Panda show. Ever been to, like, a Bucks game or something like that? This woman goes by Red Panda. She's enormously popular. Instagram, all of her socials. I mean, she is an acrobat extraordinaire. But guess what? Gravity won out.
Yeah, well, it turns out being on top of like a 6 to 10 foot tall unicycle can be dangerous.
It can be dangerous. We'll talk about that in just a little while. Right now we're in the middle of what's worse. Also talking a little bit about 4th of July, Independence Day tomorrow. My position is that, yes, things ain't good in this country right now for a lot of people. But I simply believe that the American dream lives with each and every one of us. And if we just allow Trump and Trumpism to co-opt that and say, well, it's all over, then you know it will be. Because we have to be able to believe there is still hope. And there has to be a sense that we can go to the voting polls, which we hope is still the case in a year, year and a half. And make our voices heard. And we have to continue to help out our neighbors. That's America. Is showing community. Coming, and I see this all over Wisconsin. I understand in people's homes, if you don't travel a lot, if you don't interact with other people, you can, and if you certainly if we just watch some of the news silos and social media, it gets depressing. But I see great stories of human love all over the state every month where I travel. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to celebrate. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Rob, our friend Rob Wheat down in Monroe, Wisconsin. Beautiful Green County. Texting in on WRCE. We're in the middle of what's worse, by the way, as well. Firecrackers or sparklers? What's worse? Weedy says, firecrackers. Sparklers only annoying to those in the immediate vicinity. Firecrackers annoy a larger area, larger audience, especially later in the evening. Oh, and did I say it already? Get off my lawn. Zomers, what's worse, firecrackers or sparklers?
I'm going to walk through my thoughts on this. Firecrackers, I feel like, are more boring because they just blow up. There's no fun colors. It's like, okay, that was loud, I guess. Or I don't know. They're just not exciting to me. Sparklers, I haven't been injured by one, but I know they do. Like, they put the idea that fire is safe to put your hand right next to in little kids' heads, and right. That's not great.
Right.
But at the same time, they're still fun, and I haven't gotten hurt by it, so it must be fine. So I'm going to say firecrackers are worse.
Firecrackers are worse. All right. I'll tell you mine in a second. First of all, our friend Gordy Kopke down in Oregon, I'm going to cut him off because we were up against the clock there right before he went to a commercial. I can't say the B word is taboo. Gordy in Oregon says, I married the love of my life, Anna, on the 4th of July. That is what I will celebrate. Happy anniversary, Gordy and Ann.
It's such a very lovely Anna, picture sorry. From yes. The wedding.
And a dapper Gordy Kopke at that.
In dressed a red, in, white, and blue tux.
Dressed in a red, white, and blue tux. Happy anniversary, Gordy and Anna. That is truly something to celebrate. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'm going to say, and this is based on, what was that text from Mark in the, was it Mark in the Sacks talking about the legality of firecrackers in Wisconsin?
Yeah, anything that blows the ground and or blows up and or leaves the ground is not actually legal unless you have a permit, but we all know it's not hard to get a hold of those.
I believe the statute of limitations is over. Let me tell you, I've shot off a lot of fireworks and firecrackers in my day. But again, use your common sense. Don't do it in a residential neighborhood. This was out at the farm. You know, there was nobody within a half a mile of us. So, and do it safely and use water and all that. Of all the firecrackers I lit off on the farm, never had an injury. I cannot say that about sparklers, which, you know, either, you know, someone laid down a fresh hot one and it with some old ones and you went to pick them up and psh, you get burned, or somebody, you know, is tossing it around and hits your arm or your leg. I was injured with more sparklers back in the day. I never got injured with a firework. So I'm going to say sparklers are worse.
Before we move on from the fireworks discussion, the other day, I think yesterday, one of our engineers, Chris Casper here, he showed me a meme about, you know, we teach our kids, you got to stay away from fireworks. Let the adults who are intoxicated handle it. and he made the point that he wonders how many people going into this weekend don't realize it is their last day with all 10 fingers.
Boy, that's a morbid thought.
Yeah. I
mean, just be careful. The main thing is be careful out
if
there.
If you're too drunk to do it safely, have someone else do it or just wait.
Yes, absolutely. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go down to Stoughton, beautiful Stoughton, Wisconsin, here in Dane County. CJ on the line. CJ, thanks for holding. What say you? You want to do what's worse? What's worse, firecrackers or sparklers?
I think firecrackers.
Really?
I had a lot of good memories with my four little daughters with sparklers, and you're right, none of them burned their hand, thank goodness. But, happy 249th birthday coming up.
Happy Abbey Independence Day. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
You know, but I got to admit, I did hear you talk earlier, you know, about, Todd, the frivolous lawsuit against Trump. It wasn't frivolous. If you watch 60 Minutes, they edited Kamala Harris's interview to benefit her.
But it wasn't. One quick correction. It wasn't CBS suing Trump. It was Trump suing CBS.
Yes, and he won. And there's going to be more lawsuits.
There was a settlement, but number one, it was proven that it was edited like you would edit any other thing, and there was nothing edited out to change the context of what the vice president said.
Wrong. If you watch both of them, they're both out there. It was done.
All right. Have a happy 4th of July, CJ. Thank you very much. I mean, I'm not going to call the sky green. It's blue. That's just a fact. So it was edited like any other television interview, and it was not edited to change the context of the vice president's comments. That's just a fact.
60 Minutes has always been one to edit their stuff tightly to get as much information packed in as they can.
And also
maintain journalistic integrity.
It's extraordinarily dangerous for the president of the United States to interfere in the First Amendment of freedom of the press. And that's exactly what happened here. And Trump did not, quote unquote, win. CBS, basically Paramount Global, the parent company, agreed to mediation. And in mediation, they agreed to settle. And there is no apology as part of the settlement on behalf of CBS. Trump just wanted the 16. He just wanted the money. It's always a grift with Trump. Did you see? He came out with a Trump perfume and cologne. It has literally a golden Trump on top of it this week. I mean, it's like the golden calf in the Bible, but yet all the fundamentalists want to praise him.
It also doesn't actually say anything about what it contains. Like legit perfumes will say, you know, they have a blend with these certain notes of this and smells like that. And there's just like, oh, it's Trump, so you should love it.
If it smells like Trump, I don't want it. Throw it back. 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison on MDX. Thanks for calling, Dick. Happy Independence Day. What say you?
Oh, back at you. Can I comment real quick on the big bill?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, this morning I heard one of the talking heads, and I totally agreed with him on MSNBC, and he put it beautifully. Is it not ironic that on the 60th anniversary of Lyndon Johnson declaring the war on poverty, that 60 years later, it's become the war on the impoverished?
Yeah, that's sad but true.
It's very true, and it, it was so, I mean, everything about that bill. And then supposedly there's news coming out now that Trump wasn't even aware of the cuts to Medicaid.
Yeah, I was listening to another program this morning. They were talking about that, and apparently what he meant was some of these House Republicans, because he had said that, you know, well, it doesn't touch Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. And someone in this meeting, when he was trying to whip their vote, they said, well, no, Mr. President, this is Medicaid, and he seemed unaware of that. So,
which proves, again, where the man is. I mean,
right.
He's in some alternative reality that's just, you know, he's like chasing a fly ball in the outfield that hasn't even been hit yet.
That's pretty good. I like that. All right. Thanks, Nick. Always appreciate the call. Have a safe and happy 4th. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'll be back with all new What's Worse on Monday with a live show tomorrow. Tomorrow, Zomers and I are going to be out shooting firecrackers. No, we're not. The day off tomorrow, but have no fear. We're going to be in with we pre-recorded some new material for Independence Day, taking a little look at history. As we have become tradition on this show for 3 years now, we are going to play some patriotic music, some John Philip Sousa music, country tune or two, and also brand new material in terms of Brewers tickets. Be listening tomorrow, an all-new chance to win 4 club-level seats for a Milwaukee Brewers game to be named later.
And I tell you what, these tickets, they're going to blow your socks off.
They're going to blow your socks off in a good way. Club-level seats, 4 of them, up for grabs tomorrow. Be listening between 2 and 4. We'll give you the word. You can still text it in, even though we won't be here live. So tune in for that alone. Also going to look back at some time with our friend Kira Sabin, a positivity and life psychologist. Also, Trigvi Olsen and I, one of our trips to River Falls days, and our time spent at the Timber Rattlers Stadium up in Appleton. So that should be a great show tomorrow. Be listening then, and then back with an all-new live show on Monday. I believe State Senator Kelda Royce, member of the Joint Finance Committee, will be in on Monday to take a look back at the budget process as well. So all that coming up on Monday. All right, according to the Washington Post, while entertaining the crowd at Target Center in Minneapolis during the WNBA Commissioner's Cup Final between the Indiana Fever and the Minnesota Lynx, I know I'm going to pronounce her name wrong, so I'll say it. I'll try. I believe it's Wrong New, the popular halftime show performer known by the stage name Red Panda, suffered what her agent described as a severe fracture on her left wrist in a fall. The injury occurred just after the acrobat, believed to be in her 50s, began her act. She's 50. She can kick. She can ride a unicycle. She's 50. That's from Saturday Night Live. News agent Patrick Figley said Wednesday via email that the mishap was caused by a faulty left pedal on her unicycle, which he said had been damaged during transit. Don't they go out? Don't they look at this before she goes out on the court? Video of the incident showed New after climbing a ladder to sit on the reportedly 7.5-foot tall unicycle, pedaling a few times and gesturing to the audience, then tumbling to the court. Medical personnel came out to check on New, who walked to one end of the court before she was taken from the floor by a wheelchair. According to Figley, a pair of Lynx staffers stayed with New during an 11-hour hospital visit in which she underwent a surgical procedure. Well, best wishes, heartfelt wishes to Red Panda. She says she's very grateful for the assistance she received, and she's going to recoup her. She'll be back. She's 50. Red Panda, back to wrap up the show after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, 8 colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee on June 7th presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's independence resolution word for word. Resolved that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. Read the full Declaration of Independence at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather. Could be some storms later on this afternoon, overnight, across parts of Wisconsin. Looks like a pretty good 4th of July for you, and a hot but nice weekend as well. Remember, hydrate or dihydrate, as they say. So stay hydrated. Coming up then after the news, weather, and sports is going to be our friend Matt Rothschild, who is sitting right, I can see him. He's preparing right through the glass right there. He is filling in today for Maggie Dawn, hosting the Maggie Dawn Show. So stick around for Matt Rothschild. It'll be a great time had by all. And then Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8. All right, this is fantastic. Because a lot of Fridays, I know today is Thursday, but it's our Friday, we have Peter Rapine, our friend Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World, on to talk about the wild and wacky of human behavior. So this is kind of a supplemental to that today, because this is real. It really happened, and I love every part of it, all right? So if you're traveling this weekend via, it's going to be hot, all right? As George Carlin once said, some people just need practical advice. It's going to be hot. If you're traveling via airline, this is the story for you. According to Vice.com, has reported on a sticky situation with the Transportation Security Administration. A woman traveling by air passed through security in two U.S. airports. Both times, when a TSA officer waved her scanner around her body, it flagged her groin area. She had no piercings, no medical devices, and her pockets were empty. The culprit? Her sweaty crotch. She posted her experience on Reddit, and other travelers said the same thing has happened to them.
That's happened to me.
TMI's.
It wasn't specifically my crotch. It was my entire body. I was drenched in sweat. They swabbed the back of my hand. I was like, what are you doing? They're like, we're testing. I'm like, testing for what? And it was really quietly. They're like, explosives.
In one case, the TSA officer called it a case of swamp crotch.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that hasn't happened to me.
It turns out TSA scanners detect more than just metal. The technology responds to anything that disrupts the signal, including moisture. According to TSA expert Shauna Redden, an alert may be triggered by feminine products, body fat, and perspiration. These false alarms are why France, Germany, and other countries have stopped using this type of scanner. Not so in the good old USA. So if travel by air and your thighs often stick together, don't be surprised about extra attention from the TSA. Either that or try moisture-wicking underwear. Some people just need practical advice.
Some hot travel tips.
Making a great 4th of July. Hey, I'm going to end with this. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, on a recent concert tour said this about the USA, and I think it does a great job, better than I ever could, summarizing what some of our callers said today about the current state of the country, but also what I have said. This is still a great country because American freedom and democracy lives in each one of our hearts. Don't forget that. Have a safe Independence Day, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Here's the Boss to take us out. We'll see you Monday.
There's some very weird, strange, and dangerous going on out there right now. In America, they are persecuting people for using their right to free speech and voicing their dissent. In America, the richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the world's poorest children to sickness and death. This is happening now. In my country, they're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain that they inflict on loyal American workers. They're rolling back historic civil rights legislation that led to a more just and plural society. They're abandoning our great allies and siding with dictators against those struggling for their freedom. They're defunding American universities that won't bow down to their ideological demands. They're removing residents off American streets and without due process of law are deporting them to foreign detention centers and prisons. This is all happening now. A majority of our elected representatives have failed to protect the American people from the abuses of an unfit president and a rogue government. They have no concern or idea of what it means to be deeply American. The America that I've sung to you about for 50 years is real. And regardless of its faults, is a great country with a great people. So we'll survive this moment. I have hope, because I believe in the truth of what the great American writer James Baldwin said. He said, in this world, there isn't as much humanity as one would like, but there's enough. Let's pray. Tonight, we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of our American experience to rise with us, raise your voices against authoritarianism, and let freedom ring.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans and the White House taking a victory lap after the House voted to pass the final version of the mega bill. It came after a long and contentious haul through Congress. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
The White House believes that in the passage of this bill, the president is fulfilling what the American people voted for. It includes extending President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. These are tax cuts primarily for the wealthiest Americans. It also includes ending taxes on tips and overtime, something that President Trump had campaigned on, but it also includes steep cuts to food assistance and Medicaid. We're talking about estimates that more than 11 million Americans could lose their health care coverage in the next decade. It also adds an estimated trillions of dollars to the federal deficit.
A rural clinic in Nebraska says it's already closing its doors due to the impending Medicaid cuts. President Trump wanted it finalized by July 4th. He's expected to sign it tomorrow. This is ABC News.